Tom, NZOTR, KB4CBA. I'm almost at the house, but I thought I'd say hello.
Dave, nice to hear you. Oh, we're just doing an egg run down to the daughters. Oh, and I still got my, I don't know, it's a lip virus, I guess you'd say, but it's in my mouth, too, and that medicine, I think, makes me feel like the dickens. That pill's big enough to be a horse tablet.
So you're taking horse pills, huh? Oh, man, well, I'm sorry. I'm laughing, but I'm sorry you're feeling bad, really. Yeah, I hope you get the feeling soon. Get to feeling better soon. Anyway, go ahead.
I wouldn't have expected anything else but a little bit of gouging from you. No, I would have returned the same. But, Dave, it's miserable. There's blisters inside my mouth. Now, I've never had anything like it in my life. It's an antiviral pill, and I told the doctor, I said, and I had to go to the prostate doctor this morning. I said, yeah. I told that nurse, I said, she said, a big blue pill? I said, yeah. I said, you can either use it orally or as a suppository.
Biddy. Well, good luck with that. I'm not going to ask you which one you chose. But anyway, well, I'm, excuse me, I'm sitting in front of the garage here, so I'm going to pull on in. So I'm going to say 73s, y'all. Careful headed to your daughter's house there, and we'll talk to you later. I'll stick around for your final N0TR KB4CBA.
Okay, Dave. Yeah, she had the same reaction. She'd never heard that before until I told her that. She said, I'd recommend orally. she laughed her head off. But she said, you're right. It is big enough for that. It's 1 gram. But she said, thankfully, that it should work very quickly. And I hope she's right, because I don't feel like running any races or playing tennis today. Take care, Dave. KB4CBA and 0TR73.
IMX Mobile.
IMX, I think it was. This is N0TR. My name's Tom. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tom. We've talked to you before. It's been quite a while. I didn't expect to be in a row this afternoon. Got a cancellation from the doctor, so we're headed up there now. But we've talked several times over the last couple of years.
You there, Tony, but I think you said Tony. Well, good afternoon. We're just hauling some eggs down to the daughter. We made one doctor's appointment today and went to Aldi's and then went to a donut shop. And, oh, just trying to keep moving around a little bit. This virus I got, it is miserable.
A lot of that going around. Hacking and weaving for the last couple of weeks, and you can't take it. My co-pilot's sounding off here. But the pharmacist said there's a lot of respiratory stuff going around, and when you get it, it hangs on for 2 or 3 weeks.
Well, Tony, you're getting awfully scratchy. I don't know where you're at, but, yeah, we've had all the shots and the RSV and the whole nine yards, but this is like a fever blister virus. They call it a herpes virus. I don't like to call it that. That sounds bad, but it's what it is. And we were in Biloxi for 4 days, and I didn't want to go to the hospital there, so I waited until we got back. And it took a while to get the medicine, get it to go on, so we hope it continues anyways. But, Tony, I'll let you go because you're getting awfully scratchy unless you come back strong. This is N0TR. Back to you.
I'm in a bad area right now, if you can hear me at all. Have a good trip. Good afternoon, W1IMX Mobile.